After being hammered with probing and challenging questions about fire safety inspections at the schools and about the proposed purchase of a new office for the Board of Education by Jay Miller, as described in Part 1 of this July 10th board meeting, the Pocahontas County Board of Education moved on to its regular meeting agenda. School Superintendent Terrence Beam offered special recognition to Darlene Arbogast of Pocahontas County High School. Beam reported that a parent had brought to his attention that Arbogast had worked closely with an academically struggling student and successfully assisted the student to pass the academic year and advance to the next grade level. Beam was excited to report that the School Building Authority, the SBA, did approve the major improvement project they had submitted for repairs to Pocahontas County High School. Although the total project submitted was over $900,000, earlier Mr. Beam had said they were hoping to get a third of that amount to at least replace the school's failing sewer system. At this meeting, however, Beam was pleased to announce that the SBA did approve the total amount requested, which, in addition to replacing the sewer system, included the funds to replace the water tower as well as doors and windows at the vocational building. Beam reminded everyone that the SBA major improvement project is limited to only one school, and they chose to apply for the high school because replacing the sewer system at PCHS was the most critical need for the county schools. Ruth Bland, director of both special education and technology, delivered an update to the board about those programs. Board President Emery Grimes also welcomed Hunter Tankersley as one of the two new student representatives to the Board of Education. Hunter reported on student participation at Pioneer Days, where fundraising booths were set up for a field trip to Ecuador this coming spring, and by the soccer team. Hunter also told the board that while he will be the primary student representative for the fall semester and Hunter Wilfong will be the primary student representative for the spring semester, they will also cover for each other if one of their schedules conflicts with a board meeting to help ensure that there will always be at least one of them present at the meeting. After approving the payment of bills, approval of several grant awards, and authorizing a number of fiscal year-ending budget adjustments, they approved payrolls for June and approved the May bank reconciliation. The board approved the West Virginia State School Superintendent's acceptance of the county budget for the next school year. The board unanimously agreed to reject workmen's compensation coverage for themselves to save the school's money. They selected Pendleton Community Bank as a depository for the school's account for the next 3 years, citing the proactive community involvement of that bank. They approved partnership agreements with Bluefield State College of Education and with Wesleyan College regarding student teaching. They approved the annual update to the parent and family engagement policy and placed the return to work policy on a 30-day comment. The board approved several contracts to provide services to special needs students and approved a contract with Nancy Martin to provide technology support to the schools. They approved the personnel agenda, which can be found on our website with this story. The board then went into an executive session to discuss legal real estate matters. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.